This summer, an unlikely leader will emerge in the race to use drones for package delivery. Up to 20 hospitals in Rwanda will start receiving pharmaceuticals and other supplies by drone, thanks to an American startup called Zipline. Amy Costello is the founder and executive editor of Tiny Spark. It's a podcast about philanthropy, nonprofits, and international aid. Amy, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
Well, we've heard a lot about the promise of drone deliveries, but it looks like we're getting close now. How would this work?
Yeah, well, this company, Zipline, is manufacturing these very small planes. They're only about 20 pounds. And they actually launch them with a catapult, of all things. And these vehicles fly in a straight direction toward medical clinics and hospitals in Rwanda using good old-fashioned GPS. And they drop the supply into something which Zipline calls a mailbox. And it's the size of about 3 parking spaces. And it's located right outside a hospital. So this package kind of gently drops into the mailbox, and then a medical personnel simply walks out and picks up what could be, you know, life-saving medical equipment or blood supplies.
We're talking about blood, medicine, that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Anti-venom medicine. You know, a lot of women there hemorrhage after pregnancy. One of their big focuses on is on providing blood transfusion services for women after pregnancy and to children.
Well, the people behind this say it could be huge for a country that has a poor road system, limited access to health care. Could it actually make much of a difference in Rwanda?
Yeah. I mean, I think the founders are really excited about the prospects here and, of course, well beyond Rwanda. I spoke to the CEO, a guy named Keller Renato, and he says desperately ill people in Rwanda now sometimes wait, you know, months to get medical supplies. His drones can deliver the products much more quickly. And so, yeah, I mean, if it's successful here, and he seems to be very confident that it will be, they are already rolling out in some other countries in the next few months and years. And part of, you know, the problem has been up to now a supply problem, that medications simply aren't available due to budgetary reasons. But another, you know, problem has been access, getting access to people who live down dirt roads and over mountains. And here's how the CEO of Zipline, Keller Renato, described the problem.
A lot of the challenge is getting medicine into very remote, hard to reach places where roads may not exist at all or may often be impassable. Those challenges have proven intractable for really large global public health organizations over the last 50 years. Technology has just gotten to the point where it is actually offering a radically different solution that can allow these countries to actually leapfrog traditional infrastructure and save thousands of lives as a result.
So there you go. I mean, I think drones really offer an incredible possibility to regions that are just without the adequate infrastructure that we need.
It's so funny, and I hope you can talk about this, because there is some irony in the fact that Rwanda is one of the poorest countries in the world, and yet it is at the forefront of pioneering this kind of technology.
Yeah. I mean, it's a story that we're not used to hearing, but frankly, in a lot of ways, when you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, I think one of the big prohibitive things in this country is crowded airspace, concerns about privacy, concerns about air safety. And in a place like Rwanda that's fairly rural and yet also small, you know, they don't have those concerns. And I think when you have a population that is in such desperate need of medical care, you know, I think they're willing to maybe take bigger measures as a government to try to reach this population that desperately needs services.
And frankly, there's probably a lot less regulation in Rwanda as well. But we are talking about a country with very big problems. And I imagine there is a lot of opportunity for things to go wrong. You know, you send this drone to a hospital, the drop-off could go wrong. The blood or the medicine might get in the hands of the wrong people. It might start a black market if enough of these supplies were stolen. Are people thinking about that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was wondering about the very same things, and I asked the founder about that when I interviewed him. And, you know, he told me he's not too concerned. Here's what he said.
We're delivering something that is not very useful to anyone other than the person whose life depends on it. So I think the chances of someone basically getting to the delivery site, which is right outside of the health center, and somehow strong-arming that misoprostol or that blood out of the arms of the health worker to take it is highly unlikely.
And the hospitals will know in advance that this delivery is coming, so they will be expecting it and waiting for it. But, you know, weather is another thing. If it's windy, rainy, are these things going to actually reach their targets? And again, Renato insists that, in fact, they are 100% accurate, that the drones themselves are actually able to measure the wind speed. And so they know at exactly what point they need to drop the package in order for it to reach its target. So very sophisticated technology we're talking about here.
And the calculation might change based on, you know, what you're delivering. If it's something more sensitive or more valuable, maybe you wouldn't deliver it by a drone. We've been talking about the fact that this is good for Rwanda, a country that has not a lot of infrastructure. Roads are in bad shape. It takes a long time to get to a hospital. It's not the case in the United States. And yet we're still talking about drone delivery here in the U.S. So what does this technology transported to the United States look like, and when will we see it?
Well, there's probably a lot more better informed people than myself to, you know, speculate about that. But I think in terms of its prospects for many places in Africa, I think we need look no farther than the cell phone and how quickly that was adapted and how useful it was in places where there was very little infrastructure and there were certainly not the resources to lay down landlines all over the place. And so, you know, I think Zipline and its founder are very optimistic about the prospects for this in other places around the world, that it will follow suit along the lines of the cell phone and leapfrog over obstacles to deliver life-saving treatment to people who desperately need it.
Amy Costello is the founder and executive editor of the Tiny Spark podcast on philanthropy and international aid. Amy, interesting stuff. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.